Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com. The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
You know, Jack, our next guest spent the last 10 years in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, but I think one of his biggest wins was probably this past weekend when he garnered that grandfather clock at Martinsville, won the Bailey's 300. Dennis Setzer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Dennis, what was it like? You know, I know we got to go through the whole race and everything, but what was it like standing in that winner's circle with that grandfather clock?
Well, that was really impressive. You know, I've been in the winner's circle a couple times in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and unfortunately, there's not been a grandfather's clock there. So, you know, it's nice to get another one of those. I got one back in about 92. I ran a Sunday race when they ran the triple header there and won the late model stock portion of that. But that thing's been awful lonely sitting in my living room. So now I got bait to it right now, so I'm very excited about it. Very impressive trophy.
You know, you qualified seventh for that race, and that had to be a good deal, because from what I've read and what I've heard, those heat races were nothing but carnage.
That's usually the way it is. You know, it's such an important deal and so much invested in trying to get in that main feature show there at Martinsville. Those guys race really hard, and I've raced through the heat races more than one time to get in that show. I think last year or 2 years ago, I had to run through the heat races to make the feature, and it's a tough, tough race. I'm telling you, the best of the late model stocks in the Southeast is at that show.
Skip, you got anything to add in there, brother?
I wanted to ask him, who gets the trophy this time, him or Charlie Logan?
Well, I get the trophy, fortunately, on this one. You know, that's kind of what I race for these guys, and is the trophies. And, you know, they go get the money and prepare that car, and it takes all the money you can get those cars back to the racetrack each time. So I'm very fortunate to race with Charlie and Robert Long and the Romeo Guest people, and have a car like that available to me.
Rick, you heard it here first on Real Racing USA. National NASCAR star Dennis Setzer races for trophies.
Well, in the late model stock range, that's all I ever raced for the first 20 years that I raced right there. It took everything we could possibly put together, and I feel like when I go back late model stock racing, that's actually what we race for. You know, there's not a lot of extra money. You know, these guys, we're fortunate they build their own engines. Charlie and Robert Long have a great engine business there, and you know, it helps promote their engine business a little bit to go out and have a first class car. Fortunately, they had three cars in the top five in the late model race. That's very impressive for those guys.
Yeah, you know, Dennis, like 10 years in the Craftsman Truck Series, but you guys, you always like stepping back down to your roots.
Yeah, you know, I don't know they're stepping back down. I think some of the biggest competition that you ever run across in the late model stock series, you know. I went to Motor Mile earlier this year and watched the race. And very impressive race as far as how hard those guys race. And Martinsville, I've been there every year and watched the races and been involved in the races. And I don't know that that's a step down in competition level. I'm telling you, that there's some very good drivers that deserve a lot bigger chances than they have in that series.
Actually, you know, you're right, Dennis, because some of the top races in the United States are late model races. You know, you got the Bailey's, the Snowball down here, our Governor's Cup. They're just late model races all over the country. And the competition level is probably at its highest in that class.
It certainly is. You know, a lot of fans sit there and watch those Nextel Cup races on TV. But if you want to see some really good shows, go out and support your local tracks right there. You'll see some of the greatest racing and some of the people that really put a lot of effort into it. You know, there's a lot of big sponsors that make this thing happen on Sundays with these Nextel Cups, and it's important that we have that. But there's a lot of guys that work 40, 50, 60 hours a week at a regular job and then goes and works 40 more hours on these late model cars, you know, half the night. And unfortunately, it takes time and money away from their family to go do this deal. And if you want to see the people that really love their sport, go out and see your late model guys.
Well, you know, I've always said, and I've talked to Jack about this, I mean, my favorite class in NASCAR is the Craftsman Truck Series, bar none. I mean, the competition level there is enormous. But once again, the late model guys, you know, once that late model series was gone from NASCAR, kind of it kind of left a void there.
Absolutely, it certainly does. And you know, it makes your heart feel good to see all these guys and all the effort they put into this thing when they go to the places like Martinsville and the Snowball and stuff like that. You can just see how important it is, you know, to their season to finish up good at a big race like that.
Have you ever made it down here for the Snowball? Have you raced in it?
I have never had that. See, in our area, we run the late model stock type series. It's more of a perimeter type car, so a little different type car down there. I'd like to do that sometime. I've got a good buddy, Rick Crawford, and his son Adam comes down and does that, and you know, Bickle and all these guys. I'd love to come down and see the show and maybe get involved in that sometime.
I'm sure the guys up there at the Snowball would love to see you down there, too.
That would be really, really cool to do that. I got to get my son down that way. I got a 13-year-old son, Brandon, and we're starting to test him in a late model. He's been to a couple local tracks here, and just I'm testing him right now. I'm going to test him for about a year and then probably put him in a limited class or so. So hopefully shortly here we'll see him in the late model ranks.
What is your son's 13 now? Has he been racing already in something?
He's been in go-karts since he was about 6. We've run the Bandolero cars a little bit and a few different things like that. And you know, it was either time to do the Legend cars or make a decision what we're going to do. So I had a good friend that had a late model car, and we fixed that late model car with a seat that fits him well. And we're starting to take him and just test him. We have plans to burn off a set of tires about once a month and come back and think about it and just start getting him a lot of laps in that thing. So I think that's the way we're going to try to go about it.
How you mentioned there the Legends. I was curious if you had went and looked at that. It seems to us, when we talk to, of course, a lot of youngsters that are coming up, you know, on this show every week, and it's amazing how much success the youngsters who have experience in the Legends car seem to be. That seems to be a pretty good place to go for kids.
I think it's a great place to go. You know, those cars have a lot of horsepower available for the tires they have on the ground. I've ran them at Hickory and a few places myself in some exhibition shows, and very impressive little cars to drive. You know, it's a pretty pricey little, it isn't something you just go do cheaply right there. So, you know, you have to think about which way you're wanting to head and what's happening right there. But, you know, there's some great young guys that have come out of Legend cars. I've watched Chrissy Wallace and Kyle Grissom and a lot of these guys around here at Hickory. I live off Hickory Speedway, and I've watched these guys come along, and very impressive where they're at right now.
And what do you make of it? Isn't it amazing how in the last 5 years, 10 years particularly, but even in the last 5 years, this youth movement is just unbelievable, isn't it?
It is unbelievable how it's come along. You know, there's some very impressive young drivers, and I guess you didn't see that before. I took my son to the racetrack the second time there. Don't have the car exactly legal where it's, but he's within about 3/10 where the local late model guys are going on old tires. So it's unbelievable how fast they get and how quick they are to pick up on things. You know, a little bit of information, they take it and run with it and make the piece better.
And there was a ton of them at Martinsville. Now, how many times have you made that trip to for the Bailey's 300 and before you actually took the clock home?
I'm not sure. Mike Smith at Martinsville will be the one to ask that, but it's been quite a few times I've been there and attempted that race, and you know, finally got the 300 race right there. So very fortunate, you know, and the people at Martinsville and all over the Southeast is very fortunate to have a company like Bailey's to sponsor that race. You know, they've sponsored that race now for a few years, and it's great for this area. I know we have cars at Hickory that's Bailey sponsored. I grew up to Motor Mile in Virginia, all over the Southeast, and they're just a great sponsor for the whole late model series right there as far as helping out local drivers and very good for the local tracks also.
Skip, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, Dennis, the Orange Blossom Special, whatever happened to those people with that team?
That was a great, great deal. You know, I raced for them for just about 17, 18 years that group was together. We raced it, and they were together a lot longer than that before I started driving for them. Actually, the owner, it was kind of like that was like a community car. It was like six guys in on it. My brother-in-law was one of the main guys. And nobody actually owned the car. Everything the car took in was put back into the car. We all paid our own way to the track, paid our own pit passes, bought our own food and stuff like that. And everything the car took in was put towards the car. So we were all kindly owners. But those guys, my brother-in-law's doing very well now, lives in Hickory. I have two or three other guys that I'm still very good friends with on that team. So we all still live close by. And the car was bought by another gentleman here in Catawba, North Carolina. It was run for about 30 laps and put in a trailer. It's been there ever since. So I've been thinking about buying that thing back. It's more of just a showpiece right now. It's probably not legal for a late model car, but a lot of good memories and good times in that car.
Was that the car you won in March for the 100 lap? It was like
92? It was the team that I won with. We had a couple new cars since that time. The last car that I had was one of the last cars to come out of Banjo Matthews' shop as a rear steer car. We run quite a few rear steer cars in that at that time, and this last car was a rear steer car. It was a very good piece. I think we won like 7 out of 14 with that car and then wound up selling it when I got my bush ride with the Alliance people.
Dennis, take us through the race, just a brief synopsis of it.
You know, we practiced pretty well with our Romeo Guest car and with Charlie Long and those guys and got a decent qualifying in 7th. So anything in that top 22 was just really great. You dodge those heat races. So we started the race, run along there pretty good. We were in about the 6th range, and I think a couple cars got together behind me and spun out. So that put us up in about 4th, and then another couple spun out. We wound up running 3rd there at the end of the first half. You know, Charlie Long and Robert Long and those guys, they've been to this race so many times. They wanted to run about 5th or 6th at the half break, just worrying about where track position would be for the invert. Usually they said there's 5, 6, or 7 inverts. And so we were playing the invert game and wound up a little further ahead than we planned. So we started the second half at 4th position, took the lead about pretty early in the second half, within 20 laps there, and the car was just excellent from there on out. So, you know, I had Jamie Cottle right behind us there and run a very close 2nd, you know, pressured us there at the end of the race a little bit, and you know, just we were fortunate that our little car hung on for the win.
That sounded like it was an awesome race.
It was. It was a fun race.
Dennis, you had a little 16-year-old kid finish like 2 positions behind you. He's up in your neck of the woods. Tell us about this little Matt Benedetto.
Very impressive. You know, I watched Matt probably 2 years ago in a pro mini car at Hickory Speedway, win the championship. I think he might have won the limited championship or so last year at Hickory, and very impressive. You know, I've watched him since he's about 12 years old. There again, his family's put a lot into his racing effort and really got him in the right position and brought him along. So very, very impressive young man. You know, he followed me probably the first 100 laps in that show. He was right on my tail. Didn't really try to pass me. It's like he had a plan just to follow me through. We got separated a little bit in the second half there, but done an excellent job to come out of that with the you know, the names that was at that place in the finish 4th. So I applaud him very much. Just very impressive run.
You know, we talked to the PR guy from Martinsville last week, and he said there was a lot of youth in this race. What do you think about the youth movement, about teenagers, you know, moving up into late models?
Yeah, you know, it's great. It's very good. I like to see these young guys in the late models. You know, I get worried about seeing a lot of these guys maybe going to Nextel Cup and Bush and trucks that don't ever get to do the late model deal and see exactly how much effort's put in all these deals. You know, I think people maybe get into those upper series now and miss some of the real roots of racing right there, what they need to see, how race cars are built, how they're maintained and stuff. Because if you're on a late model car, you're going to work on that thing. You're going to know something about that car or you're not going to run very well.
So what's on the horizon for Dennis Setzer?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know right now. You know, I'm in between rides kindly in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. I am very fortunate. I'm going to help Bobby Hamilton Racing out at Talladega this week. We're trying to put together a few more deals at the end of this year. Right now, I don't actually have a ride nailed down for the Martinsville truck race. So, you know, we're working on a few things. I'm doing some testing for Evernham here in the next week or two. just got a few things happening, but, you know, I'd like to be in that truck series. I don't know if I'll have any other late model races this year or not. I'm working with Charlie Long and those guys and seeing what we can work out right now.
You know, it makes me think of something. You know, you've done this. I mean, this is what you do for a living. This is your life. You've done it for a long time. And you live there right in the middle. I mean, you're in the Hollywood, you know, as far as racing goes. Is it difficult for guys like yourself who've been around it and this is your business? Is it difficult to find jobs, or is that do you ever like worry about, okay, well, I, you know, what is going to come up next, or do you just know it's going to happen? I mean, how do you deal with that kind of deal?
You know, you don't really know it's going to happen, because, you know, I realize how fortunate I am to be able to do what I'm doing right there. Unfortunately, I haven't had a good year. We won a race at Mansfield, Ohio, and haven't ran that well in the Craftsman Truck Series since then. So you're not 100% sure something's going to come about, but, you know, you keep trying every time you can, and then you go to Martinsville and run a late model race, and that's a big boost, big shot back in the arm there, and say, well, man, I can still do this. This is no problem if I get the right equipment. That just proves and gives you a boost back in your own self-morale. So it was as big for me as it was these guys to win that show. But, you know, it isn't nothing sure on this deal right there. You're never sure you're going to have a ride.
So for youngsters, I guess one good piece of advice is don't burn any bridges.
Do not burn any bridges. You know, I raced with Charlie Long and these guys many years ago when I was doing my late model with my team back in the late 80s, early 90s. Charlie Long and these guys I drove at Martinsville was doing the engines for us at that time, and have since went on and started doing their own cars. So, you know, here I am driving for these guys right now after, you know, 16 years down the road right there. So, you know, always never burn any bridges. You never know who could help you down the road or vice versa.
Well, Dennis, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on winning that Bailey's 300, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
I appreciate it very much. I'd like to see everybody get out to the short tracks and support these tracks. You know, it's tough on these places, the short tracks at your local area. The Nextel Cup and the Busch Series is on the night races, Friday and Saturday night races, and a lot of people's not going out to see their short tracks. But you got to support these guys. That's where your next stars are going to come from, and, you know, it's very important. So, you know, appreciate all these sponsors helping in this situation also. So, you know, we really appreciate people like Martinsville having the big shows and the Snowball Derby and stuff. So it's great for the sport.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Dennis Setzer.
Wow, what a conversation that was.
Yeah. How you doing there, Skip?
Doing just fine. You know, Dennis is a fine gentleman. I've watched him race for years, and I think, like what he just said, it was a big boost, shot in the arm with this win in the Bailey's 300, and I just hope he secures a ride in the Craftsman Truck Series, because this sport sure needs people like Dennis Setzer.